Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the babble never ends.
Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the babbling never ends. And fortunately for you, I've had some chocolate and I'm ready to go. This week's podcast was sponsored by Serenity Yarns. Gorgeous hand-painted yarns, fiber, and knitting bags. Check out her new Luxe 100% Cashmere. It's so lovely and soft. You can find Serenity Yarns at serenity.com and serenityboutique.etsy.com. Go to your happy place. Down to Hearth Soaps. Handcrafted, all-natural, moisturizing soaps made in small batches with love and care. Each hefty 6-ounce bar is wonderfully fragrant. Contact Erica at downtohearth@gmail.com. Actual Size Creations. Specializing in handmade knitting bags and accessories for the stylish knitter. Knitting messenger bags in fun and funky fabrics for every project and any occasion. Visit her online store at valuetree.etsy.com. And by Laura's Keyhole, hip little accessories for your knitting or for yourself. You'll never know what you'll find unless you look through the keyhole. Laura'sKeyhole.etsy.com. Welcome, my wonderful knitting friend. How the heck are you? Can I tell you a secret? I am so happy to be doing this podcast. I've missed you all so much. I want to say up front, I'm not sure how many podcasts I'll be able to do or how frequently, but I'd like to have at least a couple more done by the end of the year. So please be patient, hang in there, and if you really miss me, you can visit my blog, which I have to say I've been a bit lazy about as well. Where is my motivation? Since the last time we talked, a few new things have popped up into my life. Number one, the Amanda hat pattern. Oh boy, what a miracle that was. After a suggestion from Sonia of intheskeinofthings.blogspot.com, I went to work making a hat based on the Amanda version of my Radiance Lace headband pattern. Then, after taking pics of blogless Amanda in the hat while on our knitting retreat last November, I wrote the pattern, added the pics, and it was such a hit. I thought I was going to fall down when I saw how many people were knitting it. And after being included with all those amazing designers in the contest on Ravelry for the best free pattern of 2007, I thought I was in heaven. I didn't win, but I was so honored to have my pattern a part of that. One more reason to love Ravelry. I can see who's knitting the hat, and I can see what yarn they're using and how they liked it, which is very cool. If I'm ever sad, all you have to do is go to my mailbox and read all the emails people have sent me about how much they've loved the pattern. Makes me happy for days. Thanks to everyone who's knit it, commented on it, and enjoyed it. You're all looking so chic and warm in your Amandas. By the way, it's very funny to go to my knitting group and see someone knitting on the Amanda hat, and Amanda will say to them, "So, you're doing me, aren't you?" Or it'll be a running joke to say, "Hey, I'm doing Amanda tonight." Poor used Amanda. She's panda poison on Ravelry if you ever want to let her know how great she looks in her hat. Speaking of that, I still have a number of Amanda hats to add to the Amanda Hat Gallery on my blog. If yours isn't there yet, don't fret. I'm going to put them up as soon as I can. Or, if all else fails, check out the gallery on Ravelry. It's much more in-depth than mine, and Ravelry keeps track of all the beautiful hats way better than I do. Number two, my love of lace. Okay, well, I know that I loved lace last year, but it's been a long lost love. And it's something that I want to go back to no matter how much trouble I've had with it in the past, which so far I've been lucky because I haven't had much trouble with it since that first lace that I did for my mom. I think it's the choice of patterns that I've done, including the Forest Canopy, the Icarus, which I loved, Cocoon Lace Scarf, the Swallowtail Shawl, and the Lisha Lace Scarf. every time gets a little easier for me and the chart reading a little bit less confusing. I've got my eye on a number of lace patterns, and believe it or not, I have most of the yarn for them, maybe all, which is amazing. Now, if I can only find more time to knit lace. I have to say that after knitting lace, everything seems gigantic. Going from knitting lace to knitting in sport weight is like, holy cow, this yarn is huge! Right now, I can't even look at bulky. I hold up worsted weight in my hand, and I say to myself, it's like I'm holding Pippi Longstocking's pigtails. It's so thick. But my lace inspiration usually comes from Kaylee of spinningyarnforyou.blogspot.com, or lately Jackie, who I have shamelessly copied. Her past three projects or so I have completely copycatted. Or I've copied from Hilly Crochet or Donna H. I think they may have to start holding their hands in front of their knitting like we did in junior high and no one could see your work. Don't look. So I can't copy them. I think of it more as being inspired by them, don't you think? Number three, books, books, books. This has very little, if anything, to do with knitting, but I have a must-read book list that I want to get through by the end of the year. So far, I've read about 65 books since January. Some of them are classics like Pride and Prejudice, which was very hard to get through, Jane Eyre, which I loved, Little Women, which I really loved, and some are children's books like Anne of Green Gables and like that, while others are just very cool new fiction. I very much recommend The Host by Stephanie Meyer. That was excellent, and I couldn't stop reading it. Anyway, if you have any books you'd like to recommend for my essential must-read list, please let me know. I'm a bookworm as well as a yarn moth. Does that make sense? No. So I'm always searching for a fantastic read. Have you ever tried listening to audiobooks while you're knitting? I started doing that, and it's fantastic. I personally commented on a few places to say how much I loved it and got inspired by other people telling me which books to read and listen to. And I recommend the Nancy Drew series read by Laura Linney or any of the Agatha Christie audiobooks. Something lighthearted or funny is great. I wish I had some of my knitting books on audio, but especially The Knitting Almanac by Elizabeth Zimmerman. I'm not sure if that's anywhere around. Or The Knitter's Book of Yarn by Clara Parks, which I love that book too. So this podcast will mostly be centered on finding great patterns, a couple of silly songs, my meeting with Grumperina, and a new knitting gadgets and toys that you shouldn't live without. So grab your knitting or your spinning, your nip of choice, put your feet up, and let's go.
My week and my week projects. And my week projects. And my
week projects. I want to let you in on another little secret. Do you want to know what it is? Two of my patterns have been chosen to be included in a new book by Lark next fall. Yippee! Woohoo! I can't tell you what they are or what the book will be about, but it's going to be so cool. Lark is the book company that has published many wonderful books such as Exquisite Little Knits, Expectant Little Knits, Fabulous Felted Hand Knits, Creative Spinning, and their newest book due out in October, Bags That Rock. I can't tell you how thrilled I was when I heard the news. I almost fainted. I called Jackie right away, and with her being at the doctor's office at the time, couldn't scream in happiness, but gave the best damn whispered happy yelp on a cell phone that I could ever hope for. What a fantastic moment. I don't want to jinx it, so can someone out there knock on some wood for me? Oh, thanks. So pretty much all of my time has been going into writing these patterns and knitting the items for the book. I can't complain, but my hands are getting a wee bit tired. I think it's more to do with the typing on the keyboard than the knitting, but it could be a combination of both. Trying to get some yoga-ish hand exercises in now and then, and giving myself a few hours break here and there. My deadline's coming up, so the pressure's on, and I want everything to be perfect. And for a perfectionist, which I am, that's asking a lot. You should see my scribblings and jottings and scratchings out. It's pretty horrible, and I can't read my writing at all. I could use a pencil, which would make more sense, but for some reason it's more satisfying using a pen. It's pink, of course. Anyone have any tips on revising with a pen? Would love to hear them. While doing my lace knitting last week, I made a cocoon lace scarf for Ben's teacher. I found out that I really love using blue painter's tape to keep my place on lace charts. It is so much cheaper and easier to find than those fancy long post-it notes, though those are cool. The tape sticks far better, and there's no bunch-up. and the two pieces I ripped off stayed in pretty good shape for at least half of the knitting of the scarf. And that's with pulling it on and off for every single line, so it's pretty strong. I think I used 4 pieces total, and then I had the whole row left. It is pretty awesome. I just slipped my pattern in a protective sleeve, and I put a piece of tape above and below the line on the chart that I need to see. The blue color relaxes my eyes better than the yellow post-it, and you can even write on it if you use a black pen or a Sharpie. Then you can use it for other knitting emergencies, like if you get a paper cut. It makes a handy band-aid, and you can tape the tips together of your needles if you forget your rubber ends. You can roll it around your hand if you want to use it to take some fuzz off your project, like a pet hair roller. And you can even use it as a temporary container sealer if your plastic box of tapestry needles or blocking pins breaks, which has happened to me many times. Try it. It works really well. After I get done with these knitting items for the book, I want to finish my second Argyle sock, and hopefully Jackie will be working on hers as well, and I won't feel so alone and confused. And one other single sock that's been laying around dejected for months. After that, I am free to work on either my lovely Poseidon socks from the Tsarina of Socks or Anne Hansen's Wing of the Moth shawl, which I have been dying to knit forever. I have 3 skeins of Jade Sapphire's 100% cashmere lace weight and a beautiful silvery gray for the Wing of the Moth shawl. Oh, geez, I just can't wait to use that. Can anyone do that sound that Homer Simpson makes when he drools? Yeah. That's it. So what projects are you working on? Do you have any sock orphans that you want to knit before the summer ends? Or some lace patterns you're dying to try out? Make it a goal to finish up what you're working on and then do something you utterly, utterly love and enjoy. You deserve it. Now, to pep you up a bit, here's Oland with the song I Heard Boobs on Howard Stern. Enjoy! I highly recommend 3 things that I found this year. One is made by a close friend of mine, Laura, of laurakeyhole.etsy.com, which is LauraSkeyhole. She not only makes the cutest knitting bags and coin purses, but the best keychains. I'm one of those people who can never find my keychain in my purse, and especially in my knitting bag, which is usually chock full of stuff with yarn tangled all over the place. Laura gave me one of her handmade keychains for my birthday, and I don't know how I ever live without it. It's awesome. I can now easily find it in my bag, and the strap is very comfortable and fits right over my hand with no problem. So no muss, no fuss. Did I tell you that the keychain has a ribbon on it that says, I wonder who's knitting for me on it? It's very cute. Please visit her Etsy shop and get one for yourself. It's only $6, which is very inexpensive and super handy. I think you'll love it. The other great knitting gadget I found and bought was the Deborah's Garden Needle Gauge Pendant. As soon as I saw it on the Dreamweaver's Yarn website, I knew I had to have one. I bought the black one, and it not only came in the mail super quickly, but it's so pretty. Everyone who's commented on it says it looks just like a nautilus shell. And I agree, it does. It looks very nice. They're only $16 a piece and well worth the money. I just read that you can special order a sterling silver or 14-karat gold pendant as well. I think that would make a great gift. She also offers hook gauge pendants as well. And the colors are very nice. I feel like this pendant is not only attractive, but practical. I've used it so many times now, I can't count. Just make sure to take the pendant off before testing the gauge. If you've got an Addie lace or a Knitpix needle, you might cause your chest some serious damage. So don't poke, slide. Wait a minute. That sounds kind of dirty, doesn't it? Shall I say that again? Don't poke, slide. Okay, I give you permission to use that phrase in any part of your life that seems necessary, okay? Oh God, I'm crazy. Okay, and lastly is Kamibashi String Doll Gang. These are tiny dolls made out of a single piece of string, and they're adorable and addictive. I want all of them. They clip easily onto your keychain or knitting bag, and I never leave home without mine. I have the King of Hearts. As soon as we got them in at the Yarn and Fiber Company, I snagged 3 before any of the Manchevegans got there. I know, I'm very greedy. They almost sold out that night. With names and matching costumes like Beelzebub, Some French Guy, Colin the Pirate, Cowboy Bill, Ninjette, Princess, Zombie, Spartacus, and Ronin, which is only a few of them, you can't go wrong. The store got another order in, so please check out yarnandfiber.com and get your own, or a few. They're like your little knitting guardians, and, well, at least that's how I think of mine. Okay, before we go to our last section of the podcast, I want to leave you with The Fump with Robert Lund, 50 Ways to Lose Your Luggage.
The problem is all the new increased security. That's what the O'Hare Baggage Service said to me. We think your garment bags in Stuttgart, Germany. There must be 50 ways to lose your luggage. I said, again, it must take roomfuls of your files. I sure wish my missing bags received their frequent flyer miles. No doubt they've earned a trip to the Polynesian Isles with all your 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage. Just if the sky cap, Jack, agree to get bumped, dumped, board in the dark, Mark, or try to fly free. Pack too much weight, Kate, or arrive at the gate late. Just make the crew cross, Ross, and get your bags lost. Ooh, pack too much shell, Mel, close them with locks, Knox, fly when it's snowy, Chloe, or boarding group C. There's gonna be snags, Babs, so don't lose your bag tags. Cause I got a feeling, Leland, your stuff's in New Zealand. Why must it be the most important stuff they lose? I wished I'd carried on my clothes and checked the pills and booze. I thought, well, I'll tour this place in just a pair of shoes, who'll notice anyways? I streaked through town till some policeman shouted halt, and I believe he mentioned something about a sexual assault. And then he cuffed me, but you realize it's really not my fault. It's 'cause there's 50 ways to lose your luggage. 50 ways to lose your luggage. Just pack lots of fruit, Newt. Check it online, Klein. Fly at Christmas, Chris. You poor SOB. If connections are tight, Dwight. Or you're bumped to a night flight. Have fun in L.A., Ray. Your stuff's in Bombay. Ooh, pack too much liquid, Dickwad. Joke about bombs, Tom. Carry on, Mace, Grace. Then lose your ID. Bring cans of Raid, Jade, then run when they're X-rayed. If your luggage is stinky, Twinkie, it's shot to Helsinki.
According to FAA regulations, any piece of baggage left unattended will be taken out to the tarmac
Yarn.
I think this section should be called Patterngasm. And the very simple answer to the question, how do I find the best patterns, is, in my opinion, on Ravelry. Not only is it super fast, and you can search for pretty much anything out there, but you can see how the same pattern is knit up in many different yarns and ways, or changes people have made, or additions they've added. What is better than that? Some of my personal favorites in my queue are, this is a sweater, V from Amy King, whose name reminds me so much of that cool science fiction show in the 80s with the aliens and such. Did you ever see that show? I loved it. Especially with her skin peels off. Anyway, I have the perfect amount of her worsted weight yarn in the Mandy colorway. It's, of course, different shades of pink. And I'm going to use this for this V-neck sweater, which is very stylish and also classic. And plus, I love Amy. For mitts, I have the Delicato by Anne Hansen. She's one of my ultimate favorite designers. I'm already drooling over the Knit Picks Alpaca Cloud that I bought for these mitts, so I just need to buy the pattern. Scarf, Flutter by Miriam Felton, another one of my favorite all-time designers. I bought some of the new Knit Picks Gloss Lace for this light flirty scarf. It's very similar to the Zephyr, and I love the colors I bought. I'm still waiting for them to get more of the mermaid colorway, but I bought the wine, I think it's Vino, and it will be perfect for the fall, and it goes well with my coloring, so I can't wait to knit that. A wrap, the Clapotee by Kate Gilbert. I don't know how I've gone so long without making this. Amanda, who is Brick Mill Studio on Ravelry, brought her Clapotee to knitting the other night, and it thrilled me. She used County's Blue Jeans colorway, or at least that's what I call it. It's all blues, and it was amazing. Heather of Serenity gave me a gift certificate for my birthday for a pound of her new DK wool silk in a colorway of my choice, which was such a perfect gift. And I've decided to use this yarn in her colorway Kismet, which is pinks, purples, red, and orange, for the Clapotee pattern. It will be super vibrant and really heavenly to knit with, and I can't wait to see how it comes out. For a lace shawl, it will be either the Honeybee Stole or the Wing of the Moth by Anne Hansen, which I mentioned before. I have both the yarn and patterns for both, and I can't decide which one to knit. The Honeybee Stole will most likely go to a very special friend of mine, Amy, who is a beekeeper and a fellow frame drummer. She would definitely appreciate something beautiful like this, and it would go really well with her dark hair. But the Wing of the Moth would be for me, and I really don't think I could part with all that beautiful silvery cashmere, so whether it looks good on me or not, I'm going to be wearing it. Two runners-up for things I must knit right away that I found on Ravelry are the Zetor scarf / shawl, which is very fascinating and beautiful. I bought some Knit Picks Blue Glass Shimmer lace weight, and I think it'll be perfect for this. The shawl or scarf looks very light and airy and very feminine, and that's the sort of thing I like. And one more other shawl I'm dying to knit is Spring Things by Susan Lawrence. I loved her directions for the Forest Canopy, and I expect that her other patterns are written just as clearly. The design is dreamy, and I've been eyeing my Madril Kidsita in a very pale turquoise for this. I love the halo on the shawl, and haven't knit a shawl in lace weight mohair before. I also love that most of the patterns I want to knit already I have the yarn for. Did I already say that? I think I did. Anyway, it's not only amazing, but a relief. I'm trying not to buy so much yarn, or only to buy something specifically for a pattern, or if it's very, very unique, which, you know, since I work in a yarn store, it's hard to find. It's difficult when I can get a discount at the yarn store for pretty much anything we have there, so when I see something that's different, I usually go get it. Jackie and I have made a pact not to buy any more yarn for the summer, but as of this morning, we were both drooling over the new alpaca sock yarn from Knit Picks, so I don't think we're going to be keeping that bargain with ourselves, but that's okay. At least we're doing it together, right? Yay! Lauren was telling me she wasn't sure who was going to crack first about buying yarn before the summer was out, but of course, damn her, she's always right. I think she knows us too well. Speaking of great patterns, I met the designer of the very famous Jaywalker socks, Grump Arena, herself. I was at the New Hampshire Sheep and Wool Festival in May, and I saw this woman who looked vaguely familiar. And I'm like, oh, it must be someone. I'm sure I'll remember who it is. And then, while I was looking around at the cashmere fiber, I see this person again, with a man following her with a camera. And I said to either Jackie or Laura, doesn't that look like... And we're like, no, it can't be. And then we move on. And finally, I see her a third time while we were eating lunch at the picnic tables, which they had the best fries and vinegar ever. And I knew it had to be her. So after squealing and giggling for 10 minutes, then being nervous and afraid, she'd think I was stalking her for another 10 minutes, I finally got up my courage and walked over to her. To my relief, she didn't mind that I came over and said hi. And I'm not even sure what I said, or if I just babbled on and on, which I'm sure I did. She answered my question of, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but are you Grimperina? And she said that she was Grimperina. And I admired her lovely sea silk melon lace scarf, which I called the honeydew, I think, my mistake. Oh, geez, I don't know. I was in a fog of happiness. And she let me touch it, and it was very silky and, of course, beautiful. She was as friendly as can be, and that made me love my jaywalkers even more for some reason, and I don't know why. But meeting her was such a treat, and I'm glad I forced myself to go say something to her. Grimperina, if you're listening, thank you so much for your kindness, and it was such an honor to meet you. Let's see. I'd worn my swallowtail shawl, knit up in the Connie EQ rainbow colorway, to the sheep and wool, and Jackie and Laura pretended to take a drink every time I got a compliment on it. And by the time we left, I'd gotten at least 20 compliments. If they'd been drinking real alcohol and not just air, they would have been passed out by the time we left. And luckily they weren't, because Jackie was the one who was driving. We had a great day, and hers is a fantastic, and the swallowtail is a fantastic pattern, but of course I'd copy Jackie again. She had used the EQ on her swallowtail first. So if you ever want to make something wonderful or get some inspiration, go and visit Hello Jackie on Ravelry. Okay, now is the time for pattern pimping. And yes, they are my own patterns. How else will I get them knitted and sold? On my blog, as well as on Ravelry, I have a number of free patterns and 4 patterns up for purchase. The free patterns include, of course, the Amanda hat with the delicious Malabry Joe worsted yarn, the 52 scarf, which is a super easy male or unisex scarf for that special partner or someone in your life using cashmere yarn, the La La Mittens, named after my dear friend Lauren, and using the scrumptious Carabella Boise yarn, one skein for the whole pair, the Sweet Leaf Toddler hat, a cute elfish type hat for that adorable big-headed toddler in your life, Tipsy Socks, using less than one skein of Serenity Sock Option Sport, so if you have any of her yarn in your stash, that is a perfect sock pattern for that. Both the Roman Princess Scarf and the Fabulous Scarf are for use of your hand-spun or any bulky hand-painted yarn that you have. They're both very easy and quick to knit. The Wanna Washi is a face cloth just for you, using either one skein of the plush Malabry Joe Cotton Stria or Crystal Palace Cotton Chenille. And the more you wash them, the softer they are, and I use mine every day. I love mine. The Pick Sock, which is a perfect little sock for your digital camera or the larger iPod, and it has an I-cord carrying strap. Christmas Eve Cabled Mitts, a fast and fabulous knitted gift for a friend or family member using only one skein of Elizabeth Lavold's Angora. The Kitten Scarf uses 3 skeins of Barocco Softy, and it's so cuddly you won't want to take it off. Taupe Teddy Socks, which are quick-to-knit toddler socks using Debbie Bliss's Baby Cashmerino. I'm actually in the process of making an update on this into a PDF and adding some larger child sizes, probably up to size 5. I have 2 tutorials available on my blog. One is the Crock-Pot Fiber Dyeing that has pictures on how to dye fiber in your Crock-Pot quickly and easily, and the Plain Jane Sock Class, which is an actual sock class that I taught at the yarn store, and I converted it to a PDF so that new knitters who wanted to do socks had some tips and hints on how to start, and it is especially useful for if you wanted to try a magic loop. I have a few patterns up for purchase, the Haiku Flower Socks, Radiance Lace Headband, and a Lovely Waters Table Runner, The last two are available on my blog for purchase, and the first one is available on oneplanetyarnandfiber.com under Black Pearl Patterns. It uses, for even the largest size, only one skein of their cashmere yarn. Now, the Lisha Lace Scarf is named after my sweet friend Melissa and modeled by none other than Hello Jackie, who braved the hottest day of the summer wearing this cashmere scarf. She was a trooper and, of course, a supermodel. It is a very classic lace pattern knit into a scarf form using only one skein of Serenity's Luxe 100% fingering weight cashmere. It has a tapered end on one side. Three of my friends come together in this pattern. Melissa of yarnslinger.blogspot.com, Jackie of hellojackie.blogspot.com, and Heather, yarnophiliac.blogspot.com. So all three of my friends come together in this pattern, and I think it makes a very special gift for a dear friend of yours or for another knitter. During the next month, from July 1st to August 1st, there'll be a contest to win one skein of Serenity's Luxe cashmere yarn. Woohoo! All you have to do is buy one of my patterns from my blog or Ravelry and email and let me know. The more patterns you buy, the better your chances are at winning. And I will have second and third prize winners as well, with Luscious Yarns as prizes. On August 2nd, the winners will be announced. So good luck! Sadly, it's now the end of another podcast. Another 30 minutes or so spent listening to my knitting babble and possibly getting a bit tipsy. Hopefully you spent it well by being comfortable, cool, and slightly amused. Maybe you even got some knitting or some spinning done. Many thanks to those loyal commenters on my blog who are patient enough to keep going back to my blog even when I'm lazy or forget to do it. Jackie, Julie, Laura, Kaylee, Kimberly, Sonia, Nicole, Gigi, Lauren, Hannah, Casey, Crafty Griffin, Sandy, Donna of Knit One Spin Two, Heidi, Amy Boogie, Amy O, Mochi Runner, and Deborah. And a big hi to some of my new and old Ravelry friends out there. Mystic Fairy, Big Hill Girl, Bunny Prince Billy, L. Gordon 555, Foo 2 by 818, and Tam Spun. A special hug to Sarah Martha, who will be using the Amanda Hat pattern to raise money for breast cancer awareness. And to Dream Gypsy, who will be putting the Amanda Hat and pattern, along with her new Malabrigio yarn, on display in the yarn store she works in, Heavenly Creations, 1188 West 5th Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. You can find all pictures, links, and related podcast information on my super terrific rockin' blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Please also take the time to visit me on Ravelry under Sleepy Eyes or under Designers Gina House. If you have any questions, suggestions, stories, or comments you'd like to share, email me at gina.sleepyeyes@gmail.com, and I'll see what I can do to get your ideas on the podcast. I would love to hear from you. This week's music was provided by the Pod Show PodSafe Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. I will leave you with the sage advice of my 5-year-old. Yarn. Get yarn. Enough said. Happy knitting, guys, and see you next time.
That's the end.